snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, you're tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Every week I broadcast sounds from across the oceans. I like to play for you some pretty wild sounds if I can, things you would not have heard if you hadn't grown up in Australia or unless you were really, really paying attention. For instance, this guy I'm going to play up first up this week goes by the name Billy Thorpe. So this is a classic example of how someone can be huge in one country and absolutely unknown somewhere else, and that is Billy Thorpe, and I mean particularly before the age of the internet. Whereas now, theoretically, you know, you could maybe have some guy in Indianapolis who discovered the Tragically Hip, and then he could download everything they've recorded, look at every YouTube video, and then within a week he might be their biggest fan. But back in the 70s, someone as huge as Billy Thorpe, who at some point played to, I think, a concert with 200,000 people, was absolutely unknown when he landed in Los Angeles and tried to make a go of it. And I'm going to play for you a few songs from the record he recorded in Los Angeles in 1979. It's a space rock epic album called Children of the Sun, and it actually charted way back in the late 70s there, 79. But he's an interesting character. So this guy was pretty much almost like the godfather of Australian rock in one way. He was an English born, and he was the lead singer of his first band called the Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, which had a lot of success in the 60s. So I'm going to play for you first up a song from them, and you'll see, you know, in the next 20, 30 minutes, you're going to see completely different sound from, you know, starting here in 1965. With a single I'm going to play called I Told the Brook, a classic little, you know, 60s kind of sounding 7-inch. And then I'm going to play for you his most well-known song from the 70s called Most People I Know Think That I'm Crazy. And then we're going to push on to this record, Children of the Sun, from 79, which again is a very different sound. So it's really cool. This guy was before my time. He died at age 60. In 2007, and I just didn't grow up with his music, but, you know, looking back, you can see what an influence this guy was, because he basically became a very renowned kind of heavy rock guitarist, a blues. He had this real bluesy sound, and apparently the band was so loud that there was one famous concert where they smashed the windows at a building next door because they were just so aggressively loud. And a big famous show that they played was a festival. What's it called? It's like the most Sudbury. That's right, the Sudbury Festival. It's sort of like, I guess, the Woodstock of Australia. But anyway, let's get into it. So this is a gentleman named Billy Thorpe, and this is a 1965 single from Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs. It's called "I Told the Brook." It's a cute little song. And after that, we'll get into his most well-known song, Most People I Know Think That I'm Crazy. Here we go. Here's Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs. You're on Stranded.
I told the brook that runs down through the valley a secret my best friend never knew. Brook told the trees, and the trees told the breeze that I was in love with you. The breeze told the clouds hiding there by a hilltop. The clouds told the moon that so angry, yeah. when they found out that you and your heart had enough, the love became angry and changed to a river, rushing so madly along. The soft summer breeze that played tag with the trees hiding there by a hilltop, dark and the rain came falling down. Their hearts couldn't hide all the tears that were cried, and it tossed them upon the ground. The storm passed on over their sunshine again. Chains that held me are now gone. The trees wave hello as I stand here below, and the brook sings the sweetest song. The bashful white clouds are once again by a hilltop. My friends, I promise there'll be no more heartaches for me till I fall in love again. We'll be right back.
direction. I act a little hasty.
Folks, we're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thanks for tuning in. My name is Matt Granlund. This is Stranded, and there we go. That is about as classic as it gets. That's Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs. Most people I know think that I'm crazy. That was a single that came out in 1972, and it peaked at number 3 on the Australian charts. So Billy Thorpe is just a hugely influential character in Australian music. And wasn't that first song so much different? We played a single from 1965. That's the same band, believe it or not. Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs started out as a much more kind of British Invasion type pop band there with that single we played from 65 called I Told the Brook. And a number of years later in 72, that's where the sound had evolved. And then, of course, Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs played the big Sudbury Festival, and they just became this huge, big blues rock band. And eventually, Billy decided that he wanted to try to make it in America, as people do, I guess, once they reach a ceiling in Australia. But that's a very, very hard thing to do, because this was a time before the internet and whatnot, where people could find out who he was, and he showed up in LA, and nobody gave a damn. He had to completely start from scratch. And he put all of his efforts into creating this album that we're just about to play for you right now. It's called Children of the Sun. And the gamble paid off. This album was really big. Like it came out on this quite a small record label called Capricorn Records. And they were pretty much just stumbling along, and none of their artists were really making much movement. And then this album came out and was huge for them. And I'm playing this because I found this old vinyl copy at a secondhand place in Nanaimo, BC, a month or two back. So I always love it when I'm on the road somewhere and discover some vinyl from Australia. I'm always going to play it on this show. So, I honestly, you know what? I haven't actually listened to this. I haven't even had time. So this is going to be exciting for me. Like I said, I didn't grow up with this man's music, but I know so much of him and his legend. So let's get into it. This is from 1979. Apparently it's a concept album. You know, it's a space rock opera, apparently. So this could be pretty out there, folks. Let's start out with the first track on side one. This is called Wrapped in the Chains. The album is Children of the Sun by Billy Thorpe. Here we go. I'm not getting any sound out of that. Hang on. That's a bit of a problem. I'll be right back with a little ad here, and we'll see what's going on.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, The Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow. It sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Yoga Fest, September 24th. Enjoy free yoga taster sessions from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Main Mall on the hour. Bring a towel. Everyone's welcome. All donations go to Shinarama.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. This is CITR and Stranded. So that was Billy Thorpe from his 1979 concept album called Children of the Sun. It's pretty good guitar work there from Billy. So this is definitely 70s sounding stuff. It came out on Capricorn Records, a kind of a somewhat obscure record label, and did very well in the States. It's charted from an unknown Australian, at least unknown here, but in Australia, this is the biggest guy ever. So it's funny how things work out that way, that he had to start from scratch after having played with the Aztecs in front of 200,000 people at some point back home. So let's get into one more track. Let's go to the title track, side two. So this is Children of the Sun by Billy Thorpe from 1979.
Came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Then a beam made of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.
Gravity, nothing holding them down. The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour returns with a stellar lineup of headliners, starring stand-up writer and person Dimitri Martin.
I'm standing right behind you.
Funny as Hell host John Doerr, Canadian Comedy Award winner Levi McDougall, and podcast superstar Todd Glass. The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour at the Orpheum on November 14th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/comedy tour.
Welcome back to Stranded. So that was the title track from the Billy Thorpe record, Children of the Sun. Pretty wild, hey? That's space rock. It's a concept album, very 70s. You could hear the guitar in there though, because he was known for back in Australia. He was this meat and potatoes blues rock guy. He was like the quintessential, blues rocker. So the guitar was still there, but my goodness, that's pretty wild stuff. Very 70s. Whatever they're doing at that time in LA, he latched onto it. So I don't know, not what I'd normally listen to, but I thought it was kind of pretty interesting, actually. That's Billy Thorpe. So he put that out in 79 and starting from scratch to make it in music in US, and that actually sold a lot of records, believe it or not. He went on to still, return to Australia and just became like this kind of old elder statesman kind of guy, and he was still kind of active doing all sorts of things up until he died at age 60. And he really did a lot of work. Like, he used his influence well in terms of artists' rights and things like that. I think he helped to at least set, I'm not sure if he set it up, or at least to help to administer or manage some sort of organization that looked out for artists when they were unwell, when they became sick and things like that, musicians, when they fell on hard times. And so that still kind of exists in Australia, that kind of organization. And I'm suspecting that it's lacking here in Canada. I've not heard of anything like that, like a big lobby that kind of pools money to help out people who have had a health problem that sidelined them from their career. Anyway, that'd be, I'm curious, and I might look more into the history of that. So anyway, that's Billy Thorpe. And I played that because I picked up this album at a used record store in Nanaimo. So I hope you enjoy that. Something different here on the show. This is Stranded. Let's get straight into the brand new Australian music now, which is what we try to feature a lot of here. And the brand new Canadian music will be up after that. So first up, this is a group called the Moses Gunn Collective. They're a four-piece psych rock band from Brisbane. Real sort of psychedelic dream pop, kind of soulful crooning in the background, and some fantastic guitar riffs. And apparently they're quite well established there in Brisbane in Queensland. And I'm going to play for you. Their latest single is called Sha-La-La. Here we go. This is a group called the Moses Gunn Collective.
Say the good day. again.
This music, reggae music, is tell you, I tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday.
The love of Jack.
For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and so Jah out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and a wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
Thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're online at ausstrandedradio.com with podcasts, lots of links to all the interviews up there on SoundCloud, and feel free to keep in touch. There's an email address there. You could send through any of your music if you're an independent artist here in Canada or in Australia. I'd love to hear from you. And we're also on Twitter at ausstranded. So there was three very strong brand new tracks from Australia. First up was Moses Gun Collective, a psychedelic rock band from Brisbane. Secondly was, quite a powerful song there called Roll On by a group called Pretty City. They're Melbourne-based, really great kind of 70s rock sound there. And then that was followed by a final track there, a guy from the Northern Territory. And let's see, he goes by the name of Broadwing. And so he's from Alice Springs. So that is the city right smack bang in the middle of the country, right next to Uluru, the big rock. There's not a lot going on around there in terms of, you know, big city life and culture. So this guy makes music in his room way there in the middle of the desert. And his name is Broadwing. And he's self-released a whole bunch of stuff. And this is his debut EP, Pinhole Camera. So that was a track called Commerce. And he's got a video clip that he created himself as well. And it's online. And it's animation. So that's a talented guy, Broadwing, from the Northern Territory. That's the first time I think I've ever played music from the city of Alice Springs. And that's what I love about this show. Stuff like this will come out of the blue. And it's a pleasure to play it for listeners here in Canada and beyond, wherever you might be listening, maybe in another country online. At CITR.ca. All right, let's get into the Canadian music for the rest of the show. And Neil Young, the ever, ever prolific creative genius that is Neil Young, put out a record. Have you guys heard about this? It's the one that he did with Jack White inside this vintage record your own voice box, like a little 35-cent record your voice from, I don't know, I guess this was from the 20s or something, these things were around, or like a very long time. I mean, even before he was, you know, a 60s artist. So he did this deliberately with Jack White. They wanted to do the most lo-fi thing they could, and they found this box. I think this was actually at Jack White's apartment or something. Like I think he owns it. You know, he bought it as a curiosity at some point. And amazingly, it works. And they recorded a whole bunch of covers of just Neil with his guitar and harmonica in this voice box. Such a cool idea. So I'm going to play for you a classic. This is Dylan. This is Neil Young doing the Dylan classic, Girl from the North Country. Beautiful song. So I'm really intrigued how this actually sounds. This is just Neil Young with the guitar in a very, very old vocal booth. So this is going to sound very, very warm and lo-fi. Let's go. Here it is.
If
borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. If you go where the snow flakes start, when the rivers freeze and the summer ends, you see for me she has a coat so warm to keep her from that howling wind. If her hair's hanging long, that's the way I remember her best. Darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. Oh.
Okay, so we're here on Stranded. We've entered the Canadian content part of the show. At least that track there was part Canadian content. It's actually a collaboration between a guy from Russia who goes by the name of Sounds of Sputnik and some kind of Canadian project called Umagama, U-M-M-A-G-M-A. So that track, the guy from Sounds of Sputnik actually found me on Twitter and tweeted me and said, here, have a listen to some Yukon music. And I was like, oh, cool. But then I realized, hang on, this is part Russian, but there is a Canadian connection. So those guys, Ugama, must be from the Yukon or something like that. Interesting stuff. It's a good track, very shoegazy, dream pop kind of stuff. So that's cool to see there's a collaboration across the waves like that, Russia and Canada. Nice work. So that's the project is called Sounds of Sputnik featuring Umagama. There we go. And you can find it at soundsofsputnik.bandcamp.com. So we're on Stranded. We've got about another 28 minutes left to go of the show. Let's get into some music by Kinney Starr right up after this ad.
The Red Jam Slam Radio Festival is back on the air for its second year. Tune in to CITR 101.9, CJSF 90.1, or Co-op Radio 100.5 to hear Red Jam Slam's simultaneous broadcast on September 22nd, 23rd, and the 24th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The Red Jam Slam Society encourages and honors all Aboriginal voices and will be proud to host musicians, comedians, poets, and so many more at the second annual Red Jam Slam Radio Festival. Check out Red Jam Slam Society on Facebook for more details and be sure to tune in on Monday the 22nd at 1 p.m.
Definitely tune in for that. And we have an Indigenous voice we're going to be airing right now. This is Kinney Starr from her latest record called Kiss It. This whole album was recorded at her grandfather's log cabin in Wyandot Bay, Ontario. So here it is. This is Kinney Starr. The album's Kiss It, and let's play a track called Home Is Everywhere.
Stays, I walk alone, yeah. This is Pastor Bullard.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitter Weed Draw.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Brent Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from NFC.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jerron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, citr.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Okay, we're on Stranded. We have a little over 15 minutes to go of the show. So, a couple of great local bands there. First up was, well, actually, at the top of the set, we had Kinney Starr. She's a First Nations artist. And that album, Kiss It, she recorded at a grandfather's cabin in Ontario. The album is Kiss It. The song was called Home Is Everywhere. And the next two bands were two local acts here from Vancouver. The Ruffled Feathers, beautiful song there from the Bottom of the Blue EP, which recently came out. Song is called Tough Love. And after that was Lisa's Hotcakes, a band that I've seen play live around town. Really great kind of 80s sound there with quite a fantastic singer. So the album is called Hotter by Lisa's Hotcakes, and that song was called Hotcakes Army. So we have African Rhythms coming up in about 15 minutes' time. Let's get into another local band. This is Frankie with their latest release that they've dropped into the station. It's a CD of live demos. So let's play a track here called Someone Once. This is Frankie from Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time. That was Pink Mountaintops with Ambulance City. What a rollicking track there from the latest album, Get Back. And before that was The Shimmering Stars. And the second track off their latest record called Bedrooms of the Nations. So that's about it. And this has been Stranded. Now I'm going to leave you with Eamon McGrath, a real favourite of mine. He's from Edmonton, Alberta, but based now in Toronto. This is one of his newer singles, Instrument of My Release, off the Young Canadians record. And he does have another record out more recent than this, so we'll get to that in coming weeks. Thanks for listening. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ozstranded. Thanks very much for listening. Bye for now.
Seconds flat, and I can't believe that's how'd you end up with a man like me? Someday I'm gonna trade my black holes for memories, an instrument of my roots. I'm always looking over my shoulder now, afraid I might see her somehow. Up in webs, promises that I forget, that rise up just like bad water. Yeah. I saw your picture in a magazine. How'd you end up with a man like me? Someday I'm gonna trade my black holes for memories, an instrument of
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze.